President-elect Obama was busy today buying...
How much do I have smoked up?
...and selling.
Our first job is to put people back to work.
Buying a lunch of chili dogs for himself and Washington's mayor at the city's Cathedral of Chili, and selling new details of his economic stimulus plan in an online video.
Our plan will likely save or create 3 to 4 million jobs.
Obama's jobs estimate comes a day after jarring news that the nation's unemployment rate hit a 16-year high. One political observer thinks the president-elect is laying the groundwork for breathtaking public spending.
He is raising the number of jobs. He's also edging ever so closer to the trillion-dollar mark.
Government spending to create public works jobs like road building takes time. In the interim, Obama offers tax cuts. But that's political calculus about a Republican demand, say many experts, not sound economics.
Tax cuts don't yield much in the way of additional GDP and jobs. This analysis says they will. The lessons of the last stimulus package is they didn't.
It's likely that things will get worse before they get better.
Obama faces no dissent from that view, but new jobs are just the beginning of an economic revival.
If he doesn't fix what's broken in the economy, namely the banks, our huge dependence on foreign oil, and our trade deficit with China, he's not going to create this many jobs on a permanent basis.
And whatever Obama does, he's driving without a roadmap.
The bottom line is, whenever you're dealing with these kind of big sums of money, you never know what the long-term effect is going to be.
That's the heart of Obama's political challenge, to sell a stimulus plan of huge government spending, levels we have never seen before, with no guarantee it will work. Even Obama's top economic advisors admit their projections of jobs created and jobs saved are, quote, subject to significant margins of error. This is truly uncharted ground. Priya?
He has a big task ahead of him. Tony Guida, thank you.